1,000 train drivers today said that they will ballot for strike action. Southern Rail passengers will be facing new disruption on train services throughout London and the South. They plan to order a walkout for 3 days on the 6th of December. The results for the strike call will be announced on the 18th of November. The combined strike by both drivers and guards would halt hundreds of train services across London and the region. Passengers suffered for 3 days during the 72-hour walkout by Southern staff. The strike ended earlier this morning. Grace Bentley tells me that she took almost 4 hours to get from Brighton to Canterbury. A typical journey takes only about 2 hours.
So I was annoyed, basically, that I had to pay the same, if not slightly more, for a rubbish service that actually wasn't going to get me where I wanted to be on time. And this time when I went up to uni, because of the strikes and whatever else, it meant that I had to change at least 4 times on different trains. None of the trains arrived at the right time, and it just puts me off travelling on the train line.
But the rail workers aren't stopping there. RMT members are furious about Southern Rail's plans to get rid of onboard conductors. Southern Rail wants to make drivers responsible for closing all doors on the train. But unions say passenger safety must be put before profit. I've spoken to an RMT union member, Michael Lynch, and he told me that they're not quitting.
Absolutely, we are not going to stop. We are in this for the long haul. We are not going anywhere. We are determined to see a satisfactory outcome, incidentally, an outcome that is fully supported by the travelling public, or should I say overwhelmingly supported by the travelling public. There are some people who don't care, and that's for them, that's a matter for them. But the vast majority of the public, even though they are annoyed with RMT for calling strikes, they are even more annoyed with the company for putting it in this position.
The next guard strike was supposed to take place between the 3rd and 5th of November, but the 3rd of November strike will be cancelled. This is because the 3rd of November is London Poppy Day. The British Legion requested the Southern Rail to stop all RMT strikes on that day. This is so that volunteers can raise donations without disruption. It is expected that 2,000 volunteers will hit the streets of London on the 3rd of November in hopes to raise £1 million for the cause. Southern Rail will resume 63 more services to its timetable on Monday. 47 more trains will return by the end of October. Check www.southernrail.com for train timetables and to keep updated on current train services.